Judith and the Head of Holofernes, 1901. Gustav Klimt. Copy 1:1, Oil on Canvas. Location, Austrian Gallery Belvedere, Vienna, Austria. The painting Judith with the Head of Holofernes depicts the biblical heroine who, to save her hometown of Bethulia from destruction by the Assyrian army, seduced and beheaded the general Holofernes. This motif was popular among many masters, as evidenced by Caravaggio's work Judith Beheading Holofernes. However, Klimt does not treat it as a timeless allegory. In his interpretation, Judith and the Head of Holofernes are portrayed as Viennese beauties from the upper echelons of society. The model for the character of Judith was Adele Bloch-Bauer, which can be easily observed by comparing this painting with her portrait. In Klimt's work, two main types of female characters can be discerned: the dark-haired woman with angular features, also visible in this work, and the voluptuous beauty characteristic of other works, such as Danae. The sensuality of Judith and her expression while holding Holofernes's head shocked Vienna. The city's residents could not reconcile the image of a femme fatale who seems to derive pleasure from her actions while being a devout Jewish widow ready to sacrifice her virtue for the good of the city. Therefore, for a long time, it was mistakenly believed that the painting depicted the murderer Salome, although the title indicates Judith.